The makers of Sweetheart Soap present the modern drama We Love and Learn. Ladies, when you shop today or tomorrow, save nearly 25% in this sensational 1 cent sale of Sweetheart Soap. You get a full-size cake of pure, mild Sweetheart Soap for only 1 cent when you buy 3 cakes at the usual price. And that applies to the regular size cake and the big new bath size Sweetheart. It's your best soap buy today. Simply buy 3 regular size cakes of Sweetheart and get 1 regular size cake for only a penny more. Or buy 3 bath size cakes and get 1 bath size cake for only a penny more. Offer good only while 1 cent sale packages last. So today, get Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin. We love and learn. Jim Carlton sits quietly in his favorite armchair, apparently studying a manual on salesmanship. His wife, Thelma, has left the apartment to get the evening papers, and Jim is alone with his mother, who he is about to discover has a great deal on her mind.
All right, Jim. You can come out from behind that book now, and don't pretend that you've been reading.
What's that, Mother?
Stop acting, son. I want to talk to you. Put down the book and listen to me.
What have I done now?
You know very well what you've done. You spent $300 on clothes this week. $300? Jim, what's happened to your common sense?
No, so Thelma's been talking again, has she?
Yes, and I think she's perfectly justified. Although I imagine you expected her to keep your little secret.
Look, Mother, just to save us both the time and trouble of arguing about it, let me tell you this. I offered to take the suits back and give Thelma the cash. She refused.
Naturally, she refused. If she'd accepted, you'd have hit the ceiling. Honestly, Jim, if you don't stop trying to justify your extravagance, you'll begin to think you're doing the right thing.
Well, is it so wrong to buy a new suit? I haven't had one for 2 years.
1 suit, fine. 3 suits, ridiculous. And you well know it.
Mother, what's the sense in living like paupers when we're not? The trouble with you and Thelma is that you're afraid to spend money. You think it's something sacred, something that mustn't ever be touched.
It is something sacred, Jim, because it belongs to your baby. You can't spend and save at the same time. I have no complaint about sensible spending, but to buy jewelry and fancy clothes before you've even paid the regular bills, well, that's going too far.
No, nuts. Will it make you feel any better if I turn all my checks over to you and Thelma as soon as I get them?
Now, don't get theatrical, Jim. I detest acting. If I were asking you to save every penny, you'd have an argument. But as it is, I'm merely advising that you work out a more reasonable budget.
Look, when you're making this kind of money, you don't need a budget.
Oh, is that so?
Of course. Budgets are only for people who live like we used to live. And believe me, I don't want anything to do with that kind of life again.
Well, I think it's time we had a little talk, Jim. I hadn't realized that money could affect your mind so much.
I don't want to listen to any more sermons about saving for the baby. There's plenty of time for that.
Jim, when I was your age and your father was alive, we were quite well-to-do. Your father had an excellent position, and our income was much more than we could possibly spend.
What's that got to do with it?
I begged him to lay aside a portion of that money for the future. I knew how important it would be. But your father, I'm afraid, had as little sense as you do now. And in his attempt to climb the social ladder, he spent more than we had. When he died, Jim, he left nothing but debts.
Well, then where does your monthly check come from?
From insurance, son. Insurance from which I put away the money. I'm warning you, Jim. Unless you want Thelma to start sneaking money from you, as I did from your father, you'd better start living within your income.
I don't know why I should be so cautious. After all, business is good. And if I don't get things now, there may never be another chance.
Business isn't always good, Jim. The future security is worth many times over all the luxuries that money can buy.
The life can get awfully dull without any luxuries at all.
Oh, you're not even paying attention to me, are you? Jim, why must you cling to this stubborn attitude when you know that I'm right? Would I lie to you? Would I give you bad advice about your own future? But Jim, you're all I have in the world.
Well, what exactly do you want me to do?
Stop being extravagant. Work out a sensible budget. Think of Thelma and the baby first, especially the baby. And most important, change your attitude. Bigness isn't a financial thing, Jim. It comes from the heart.
Okay, no more suits, no more watches. And I'll talk to Thelma tomorrow about a budget. Better?
Yes, Jim, much better. And make sure you put aside a goodly part of your income for the future. When you're old, you'll be saying the same thing to your children.
Okay, Mom, it's a deal. Say, look at the time. If I'm going to get over and see Stu Morgan tonight, I'd better hurry.
Must you go tonight? Can't you stay home for a change?
Well, I have to check in with him every day to report on business. I won't be gone long, Mom. But don't wait up for me.
Turn the knob. It's open. Hi, Jimmy boy. Come on in. Help yourself to a cigar. I'll be with you in a minute.
If you're busy, Stuart, I can come back later.
No. Stick around, Jimmy boy. I'm just talking to the home office on the coast. I'll be off the phone in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hi, J.G. This is Stu Morgan. Yes. You're coming along fine. Listen, I'll tell you why I called. There are some angles I want to straighten out before I get back to the coast. No, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'll be back as soon as I can. Right. So long, J.G. All right, now, Jimmy boy, how'd you do today?
Well, not as well as the last couple of days, but I can't complain.
That's the spirit, Jimmy. We all have our good days and bad days, but for me, looks like sunny days up ahead.
There have been sunny days for you for a long time now.
Who's talking about money? I mean my love life. Yes, sir, Jimmy boy, I'm sure grateful for that introduction to Mickey. She's my type of gal.
You're not really serious about Mickey, are you?
Well, you heard my little phone conversation with the big boss on the coast, didn't you?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, that little business I have to settle up here is not exactly in the line of duty, if you know what I mean.
You mean to tell me that you're staying on just because of Mickey?
Can you think of a better reason? Yes, sir, I like this town fine. Maybe I'll be around for a long time.
Well, Mickey is a nice girl, but I thought she wouldn't look at another man as long as Paul Tracy's around.
Now, don't you sell your old college chum short. I don't know much about this Tracy guy, but I'll match bank books with the best of them. Yes, sir, Jimmy boy, wouldn't surprise me at all if I decided to get married and settle down.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Stuart. I guess you and Mickey would make a nice couple at that.
Oh, you can stop guessing, son. We do make a nice couple.
Did Mickey say how she feels about you?
Oh, she doesn't have to say. I can tell when a girl's going to fall. Oh, sure, she plays hard to get. They all do, but that's just part of the game, you know. I've been around. I know how to handle myself. Treat them in high style, and it's just a matter of time before they fall for you.
Well, I hope your system works with Mickey. You know, she and Thelma are close friends, so we'll be seeing a lot of each other. Outside of business hours, I mean.
Oh, don't worry, kid. I'm going to be around for a long time. Matter of fact, I'm going to give my little girl a call tomorrow. Say, maybe we can make it a double date, huh?
Sounds like a good idea. I'll have to see how Thelma feels.
Yeah, you see if you can make it. I'd like you to witness the effect this little rock has on Mickey when she gets it.
Hey, don't tell me you bought her another gift.
Why not? Here, take a look.
Hey. Well, that's a beautiful ring.
I'm glad you like it. It's a friendship ring, and she can't refuse something offered just in friendship. Can she now?
Why, that must cost a fortune. Look at it sparkle.
No, as a matter of fact, I got a real bargain. A friend of mine in town offered it to me, and I just couldn't turn it down at the price.
Well, it's too rich for my blood.
Oh, don't kid yourself, Jimmy boy. This ring is worth twice what I paid for it. And listen, I can get you one for the same price if you're interested.
No thanks, Stuart. I have to start saving some money. I've been tossing it around a little too freely.
It's up to you, son. What you do with your money is your own business. But in case you change your mind, you let me know, huh? I like my friends to take advantage of a good buy when the opportunity comes along.
Thanks again, but I'll pass it by this time.
So you think Mickey will like it, huh?
Oh, I'm sure she will. Boy, Thelma would really be surprised if I brought home something like that. And I mean surprised.
Well, like I told you, Jimmy, if you'd like to make the little lady happy, I can take care of it for you. It's a real bargain.
I'm being tempted, I'll admit that. If only Thelma wasn't so concerned about my spending money all the time. The way she talked, she'd think I was never going to earn another penny in my life.
Well, you know how the women are. They don't know how business operates, and they're kind of cautious. Mm. But when you're on the inside, you know the score. Like you and me, for instance. We know what's going on.
You're right about that, Stu. Say, you know, I never did get Thelma an engagement ring.
I don't want to start a family fight, but if you want it and you think it'll make Thelma happy, I can get one just like it for you and at a terrific bargain price.
She couldn't possibly get mad at a beautiful gift like that. I'll get one.
You sure?
Absolutely. Pick up a ring for me, Stu, and I'll pay you tomorrow. After all, we only live once.
Ladies, put this at the top of your shopping list. Sensational 1 cent sale of Sweetheart Soap. It'll save you dimes, quarters, half dollars. In this sale, you get a full-size cake of pure, mild Sweetheart Soap for only 1 cent when you buy 3 cakes at the usual price. This applies to the regular size and big bath size Sweetheart. Buy 3 regular-size cakes and get 1 regular-size cake for only a penny more. Or buy 3 bath-size cakes and get 1 bath-size cake for only a penny more. It's your best soap buy today. So stock up. And for a lovelier complexion, learn the CoverGirl's beauty secret. 9 out of 10 use Sweetheart Care to reveal their complexion's true beauty. You, too, will love it. So hurry. Fill your shelf with Sweetheart now. Save nearly 25%. Buy 3 cakes of Sweetheart and get another cake for only 1 cent more. That's Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin. Ladies, time is flying. You must act now on this money-saving offer. The makers of Sweetheart Soap want you to discover their other great product, Blue White Flakes, that blue and wash. So here's a big 1 cent sale that saves you nearly 25%. Today, 1 penny buys a full-size package of Blue White when you buy 3 packages at the usual price. That's right. You get a full-size package for only a penny more. This offer is made so you'll discover amazing Blue White. The new thin flakes dissolve instantly, thus blue-white blues evenly, and blue-white washes. Works with your regular soap or detergent to get clothes dazzling white, makes washable colors sparkle. And notice, blue-white treats hands gently as beauty soap. And of all leading products that blue and wash, blue-white gives you most for your money. Compare ounce for ounce, penny for penny, you'll see blue-white is much more economical. This offer good only while 1 cent sale units last. So hurry, get a full-size package of Blue White for only 1 cent with 3 packages at the usual price. Stock up on Blue White today. Listen at this same time Monday through Friday to We Love and Learn. This is Lewis Rowan speaking for the makers of Sweetheart Soap and Blue White Flakes.